Hello, fellow safety and health professional, and welcome to another podcast and a long series of podcasts based on an article in Safety and Health magazine that's all about you. Stick to your guns. No doubt you've heard that colloquial phrase. It means, you know, you're going to stick to what you believe in or to something that you're doing, even under solid opposition, even if people are opposed to it. It doesn't mean you're correct. When you are sticking to might be a false notion or belief with no evidence. However, most breakthroughs in every sector of human endeavor, whether it be science or medicine or art even, usually faces resistance if it's something new and different. A good example is hygiene during surgery. When Dr. Joseph Lister introduced wound cleaning in 1867, he received quite a bit of flack for it, mostly from the medical community. But he stuck to his guns. And once accepted, his methods saved countless lives and limbs. Now, is there something that you are adamant about as a safety and health pro that is difficult to convince others to agree with? Getting others to integrate your unique ideas or techniques is often tricky, partly due to a lack of understanding and also fear of change. That's another reason why people don't want you to do something that's different, because change can be frightening. And you don't know for sure if it's going to work. You might, but the people that you are trying to convince don't. Well, when I started in the safety field way back in 1981, the idea of making safety fun was novel. At times, as my career progressed, managers or even regulatory officials, like the NRC in my case, questioned me about my unusual in-the-field tactics, because I did some really fun and unusual stuff in the field, not just in training, and also my creative training techniques. Here's what helps me stick to my guns about making safety fun and convince others it's an excellent idea. Maybe this will help you do the same thing. Explain the basis for your conviction. Don't just say, we should make safety fun, because, no. I explain to every audience, which may be one person, a maintenance manager, I'm trying to convince to start a housekeeping contest, let's say, that when I say fun, I mean energetic enjoyment, and that fun is not the same as play. I'm not talking about just playing, though there are times when play is good, you know, particularly with training. You can have games you play and things like that, and if they help you learn a subject, great, but not most times. Most times it's just energetic enjoyment. You can make many of your safety program elements fun, and they'll still be effective. For example, I designed a new employee handout for nuclear workers, which mimicked a magazine, a popular magazine. It had different sections, just like magazines do, like a sports section. It had humorous pictures in it. It had advertisements for PPE. Different things about reporting mistakes as columns rather than just, you know, bullet points. It was fun, while still providing students with the information they needed to know. In fact, people started taking at home because it was funny and fun, but you learned about radioactivity, security, safety, you know, industrial safety. When your audience understands the purpose of your unique ideas, they are more likely to accept them. And because safety is a severe subject, it's very serious, and it is overall, it really is. You know that as well as I do. Straying from tradition requires a more stringent depth of proof than in many other fields. That's why you need to know how to persuade and have as much evidence as possible to prove your points. And I have many examples I use about safety being fun and being effective, and, you know, even for things like lockout tagouts, what companies have done to make it more interesting, and it's worked. It's improved the employees' safety behavior. Second thing, don't be afraid to try something different. See, if you got a unique position on something or an idea or a way to do it, you're going to have to try new stuff. Otherwise, how are you going to implement it? Well, I wrote a poem back when I was a full-time trainer, a safety trainer, and I used to do respiratory protection training every week. So I wrote a poem called Ode to a Face Pump. It's about respirators, and you learn stuff from it, but it's a funny poem too, and it's in a Shakespearean style. Well, I decided to try it in my talk, and this is when I was the closing keynote at Congress. Oh, I was so nervous about us. You know, I thought, this is either going to be good, excellent, or I'm going to flop. Well, I chose three audience members. I had picked them before it started and have them come up on stage, and each one dramatically recited a stanza from the poem. I even had some classical music in the background, and it was a big hit. I'm glad I tried it. Now, not everything you try is going to work, especially if it's new, but you have to try stuff. You have to try and implement what you're saying should be done. You can go overboard, of course, and sometimes your efforts won't turn out as you hoped, sure. Perhaps the new safety campaign you are starting won't catch on. I've had that happen, but I don't let failure stop me from continuing my mission to make safety fun. One more thing. Be willing to change your tactics. You can get too tight with your guns where you're not going to move them at all, and then sometimes that'll ruin your efforts. You're not giving up on your guns as if you change the way you propose it or implement your stance. Instead, actually, you're improving your chances of success. Good example, back to Lister. Dr. Lister, he changed his techniques and tactics. He wasn't showing enough evidence, and statistical stuff, and ideas that show it in a scientific way to the folks he's trying to convince, the other medical professionals, to do it. Well, he changed that. He started showing more statistical stuff. He started going around and giving talks all over London. And eventually, he became very famous. He won all these kind of awards. And even though they had to change what he was doing, because he was using carbolic acid, and we use different stuff now, and as time went on, still, he became very successful at getting his idea implemented. Now, more important than the recognition and awards that Dr. Lister got, look what it did. Look how much it is, how many lives it saved, and significant advances in surgery. Well, keep that in mind when you're proposing your groundbreaking ideas. I do. Then who knows what valuable changes you can make if you stick to your guns.